As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
Burt Show Q99.7, Cassandra Young.
Yes.
You scared?
Yes.
Thank you.
For what?
For giving me the motivation I needed to go get my boobie squished.
Oh, you're welcome. Anything for a boobie squeeze.
So, funnily enough, you had come on air. You came on air and mentioned the mammogram, right?
Yeah, I found a lump in my armpit, and it wasn't replicated on the other side, and it had been there for a couple of weeks. So, I went to my OB to get it checked out, and we scheduled a mammogram, which was my first one ever, and an ultrasound of the area just to check it out and make sure it wasn't cancerous.
And?
It was not, luckily. So I went all clear, but it is very interesting having never done a mammogram. Like, you're playing Twister, and there's literally someone positioning you and being like, your arm needs to, you know, go up like this, and you need to hug the machine like this. And they're underneath you, like, placing your boob places. It was an experience. But so, I'm glad. All clear.
Yeah. I've had my fair share of mammograms over the years. I've actually had multiple, but I was with my OBGYN doing my annual, and she felt a lump. And so I ended up having a diagnostic mammogram just a couple days ago. Cruised on over to Northside. Could not have, like, I just want to go ahead and give them props. Everybody was so lovely because you are in a very compromised position, having your boob placed on a tray and basically smashed. And for those that always ask me, does it hurt? Personally, and I don't know if it's because I have extremely dense breasts, it doesn't. Is it uncomfortable? Yes. But do I feel pain? No, I don't.
Brag on the boobs.
Thank you. Well, the problem is because the boobs are so dense, I can't just do a regular mammogram. I have to do a 3D mammogram, and then that doesn't work. I tell my technician every time, I got dense boobs, you're going to have to do an ultrasound. Because if they find a lump, they're going to have to do an ultrasound on me because the mammogram just isn't, all you see is white tissue. You don't see anything else. And she even showed me my films. By the way, right boob, so much prettier than the left. So my tech could have been even any sweeter. I ultimately had to, had to go in and do an ultrasound. Shout out to Keisha, my ultrasound tech, who is a huge Burt Show listener.
Hey,
she's
Keisha.
Been like a P1 from day one. And I'm all clear. My scan, like, I'm a lumpy gal.
Yay. That's great news.
It's fantastic news. But man, they were rolling deep. I mean, they were seeing some tatas. But it made me really proud that women are taking control of their health. And, you know, it's one of those necessary things. So I wanted to come on and thank Cassie and also use our platform to remind women, if you haven't scheduled one in a while, go ahead, do those self-checks. Because it was my doctor that, you know, found my little lumpy lump. Do those self-checks and make sure if you are due, get in and do the mammogram. Because it really isn't, each person is different. It's not as bad as you think it is.
And I just want to give everyone a heads up. I think they recently changed the age for starting it at 40 now. Mm-hmm. So if you're 40 or older, you should be getting regular mammograms. But talk to your doctor.
Of course. All right. Now, Abby, this Am I the A-Hole? I'm not going to say the pleasure, but I got to read it because you sent it to me. I literally, my jaw dropped.
Yeah, this story actually came to me from a listener. And when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, I don't even need to read it. I know exactly how I'm going to feel about this. But it is...
Give a trigger warning first.
Yes. So definitely, if you have... listening to stories about losing a child is really traumatic for you. Definitely not something you want to stick around for. But
it's about pregnancy loss.
It's about pregnancy loss. It's about this person on Reddit who did an Am I the A-Hole story, who wants to know if they are the A-Hole for asking for their baby shower gift back.
Which, no way.
Yeah. I think right? You can already see where this is going.
I mean, do we even need to hear it? A-Hole. Just A-Hole.
No. Okay, segment over.
Yeah, no. You want to hear her reasoning.
Okay.
It's awful.
Wow.
So she says, my husband has a long-term family friend named Jen. Jen and I aren't friends, but we're really friendly when we see each other. So fast forward a few years, Jen and her husband, who are high earners who make more than over six figures, she announced that she's pregnant with her second child very early on. And so she sent her husband and her a baby shower registry with her announcement that was full of high-priced items. My husband spent around $400 on the gift for her, which she said was fine. And a few weeks later, Jen ended up having a traumatic miscarriage. I won't get into details, but of course she was devastated. And the cause of the loss likely means she won't be able to carry future pregnancies to term. It's incredibly sad. And while I'm not close with Jen, my heart hurts for her. It's been a few months since her loss, and my husband is now unsure of how to navigate the gift. It's not something she can use for her older child, and asking her to return the gift just seems cruel, like adding a chore onto her grief. And it's probably past the return window anyway. I'm also not sure if she's going to try and keep having more kids, because apparently it's very risky for her and the baby with how the miscarriage ended up going about. So she's also like, asking her to pay us back also seems very cruel. My husband and I are also decently high earners, but $400 is still a lot of money. It's one thing if she was able to get a few years of use out of the item. That's money well spent. But if it's going to sit in a box in her attic for years, that's where we're getting stuck. So would we be the a-holes if we asked about getting the gift back? Ideally, we could get our money back somehow, although it's probably too late. If we can't, then I'd at least like the gift to go to someone who can use it. However, this is such a sensitive subject, and we don't want to pressure her if she's not ready to discuss it. And that's the end of it.
You said it was $400?
$400.
You gave the gift. It's not yours anymore.
That's what a majority of people were saying.
It's that simple.
It is that simple.
Once you give somebody a gift, it doesn't matter what happens from there.
The idea that she even asked the question, I'm just like, what is wrong with you?
That is unbelievable.
If this were a wedding gift and they called the wedding off, I think the general etiquette is to return it anyway, but I might be a little more understanding a $400 wedding gift and the wedding gets called off. But taking into account the trauma of the miscarriage and then the trauma that you can't carry kids, like, you're an a-hole for even thinking it.
100%. Right. It's a gift. You do not get that thing back.
All right, let's go ahead and end with some kindness awards, because I think that is going to cleanse the palate here. All right, so the Burst Show's Kindness Awards. We have asked you guys to nominate kids who you felt deserve to be recognized for how kind they are to others. We've gotten your nominations, and we have some kindness awards that we want to give out. First, we have Owen Polk, who is 9, and Charlotte Polk, who is 8, of Canton. Owen's a 3rd grader. Charlotte's a 2nd grader at Free Home Elementary School, and they were nominated by their mom, Sarah.
I would like to nominate my son, Owen, and my daughter, Charlotte. For Owen's 9th birthday, he and his friend, Reese, collected items for Fulton County Animal Services. They ended up bringing hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food and treats, as well as 30 new beds and all kinds of supplies, leashes, collars, and all sorts of things for the animals there in need. For my daughter's 8th birthday, she decided to collect items for the food pantry at her elementary school, at Free Home Elementary School. I would like to nominate both of them for the Kindness Awards, and we appreciate all they do and all that everybody has contributed for them for each of these events. My name is Sarah Polk, and we are in Free Home, Georgia, just north of Milton and Canton.
Congratulations to Owen and Charlotte on their Kindness Awards. The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.